shir is the nature of the mitzvah to remember Ma'isa Malik. We know this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Zachar, we have the opportunity to kaim this mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalik. So the marker for this mitzvah is in Dvarim, the first verse on the sheet, Perek Chafei. Zachar is Asher HaSalach HaMalik V'derech V'tzeitchem Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to remember what HaMalik did to you. So the Chazal show if this is the mitzvah Midaraisa, the simple understanding it's the mitzvah Midaraisa. Look at the Makaros and Shas, it almost doesn't exist. There's one line in Megillah, there's a Sifra. So there's a Machlokes shown if it's really mitzvah midiraisa, it's only mitzvah drabanan. But either way, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalik. And then, if you skip to Psukim, the pasuk then speaks about the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMalik, of destroying the Malaiki nation. That's clearly a mitzvah midiraisa. And I want to analyze the relationship between the Zechira and the Mechiyah. So I guess we have two potential possibilities. You have over here the mitzvah of Zechira. And we have a mitzvah of Mechiyah, destroying the Malaikim. What is the relationship between the Zechir and the Mechiyah? So, what do you tell us? Any ideas? Or is there a relationship? So, yes. Those are the options. There you have it. So, maybe there's a linkage between the Zechir and the Mechiyah, or maybe they're independent mitzvahs. So, if there's a linkage, what is the linkage between the Zechir and the Mechiyah? So, if you look at the Sikta Drachana, the second source, Sikta Rabati, in Perkei Beis, which is Parsha Zachar, there's a line there that Rav Perlau points out in his Perush to Rav Sadi Gon's Sefer Mitzvot, and the Sikta writes, "Havi zechurin lo limchot eshmo min olam." The point of the Zechira is what? To remind a person to Mechiyah. It's in Hebrew, it's Tizkoret. It's a reminder. Zechira is linked to Mechiyah, and it's a reminder. You might forget. We do the mitzvah of Zechira every year to remind us to do the mitzvah of Mechiyah. If you look at the Rambam, though, the Rambam in source number 3 also assumes there's a connection between the Mechiyah and the Zechira, but he writes a little more sharp. The Rambam writes, source number 3, V'chein mitzvah v'abed zecher amalek, sh'nema timcha zecher amalek, Mitzvah Esei Lizkor Tamir Ma'isav Harayim V'arivaso Kedeva Orer Eivaso. Rav also seems to assume there's a relationship, a linkage between the Mitzvah Zechira and Mitzvah Mechiyah, but the Rav explains what the linkage is, not just a way of reminding us to Mechiyah, but it's L'Orer Sinoso. It's to get people in the mood, right? It's obviously a difficult mitzvah to go out wage war, to kill people, it seems like innocent women and children. So you need to be in the mood. The point of Zechira is somehow to be order of the sinner. The Sefer Mitzvot, the Rambam also writes this way. Source number 4, Hu shetivanu lizkor mash asalano malik, etc. V'na orer hanafashus v'amarim lihilachimo v'nizariz ha'am lisna oso, ashal tishkach ha-mitzvah, lo tichalesh sinoso, etc. The Rambam speaks about the fact that the Mitzvah Zechira is linked to the Mechiyah, but not just linked in a way that it's a way of remembering it, a tizkoret, but it's a way of being ma'or the sinah in order that people will be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Mechiyah among. Now, if you look at the Ramban, source number 5, the Ramban over there in Ki Teitse, he has a line that I think it's a bit ambiguous. Tell me what you think. The Ramban writes, source number 5, Anachan ve'enai. There's a sheet over here if you want. Lomar, Shalatishkach Masha Asa Lanu Amalek, Ad Shenimche Es Shemo Mitachas HaShemayim. We shouldn't forget what they did to us, up to a point where we're willing to actually vimocha them, to destroy them. V'nesafir Zeh Levanenu Zarasenu will tell our children, future generations. Lomar Lehem, Kach Asa Lanu HaRasha. This is what the Rasha Amalek did to us. And therefore obligated to destroy them. So, I think the Ramban might be telling us that the point of the Zechira is somehow to justify the mitzvah of Mechiyah. You know, tell somebody, you open the Torah, there's a mitzvah to destroy the nation of Malik. Genocide, how can you do such a thing? So the point of the Zechira is somehow to justify the mitzvah of Mechiyah. Now, it's not a total justification, it's not a philosophical justification. How could it be that kill innocent people, you know, the great-great-grandchildren? That's, you know, a difficulty that Chazal, you know, were aware of. Rabbi Nash pointed out to me the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Beis, where Shaul HaMelech, when he was told to destroy Malek, he said, how could it be? You know, how could I kill these people, the innocents, and the Gedolim? What about the Ketanim? What about the Behemoth? And the Kodesh Shavar also responds, I'll pH Tzadik Harbin. So what that response is, you know, obviously has to be analyzed. There's clearly philosophical difficulties with you know, the mitzvah of Mechitza Malek, but at least on a practical level, maybe the point of the Zechira is not just a reminder, like the Pesik says. It's not just a way of getting in the mood, like the way the Rambam says, but it's a way of justifying for ourselves, at least on a practical level, why in the world is the mitzvah of Mechia. The Torah just had a mitzvah of Mechia, it would be hard to understand. Therefore, the Torah gave a mitzvah of Zechira to remember what a Malek did to us, to justify the Hatzik. Again, the justification needs to be made on a practical level and on a philosophical level. I'm not sure if we've justified it philosophically yet, but at least on some level, we're being matzik the reality of the mitzvah of Mechiyat Tamah. Now, the other side of the Chakira is that to say that there is really no connection between the Mechiyah and the Zechira. The two independent mitzvahs. And if so, we have to ask ourselves, why does the mitzvah of Zechira Amalek? Any ideas? Why there be a mitzvah to remember Amalek? What Amalek did to us? Why did Amalek come? Religiously. Pardon? Right. We had a Seikos. A different day of the Chazal. You know, they refidim sheruchu yadeim in a Torah, or it comes after the Mishkolos. They weren't honest in business. Whatever the, you know, the Seikos in Amuna, whatever the exact affair was, but it's now to commemorate, to remember the Averus. Now, why would we want to remember Averus? Do we have any precedent for the idea of remembering Averus? There are other Zechiras in the Torah. People sometimes say, at the end of the davening, you remember what happened to Miriam, that she spoke Lashon Hara. You remember Cheta Egel, Sheikh Safta, Shalom Kecha. So the idea of remembering Averus has precedent. So maybe this is similar to that. Look at Sifra, which is one of the sources for the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, the source of the Chazal, if it indeed is a mitzvah midoraita, the Sifra in source number 6 speaks about these Zechiras. It also has Zechiras Shabbos, but in addition to Zechiras Shabbos, it speaks about Zechiras Miriam and Zechiras the Maisa Cheta Egel. So it's possible that the point of Zechiras Maisa Amalek is to remember the Averus. Now, if you remember Averus, what's the point of that commemorating Averus? Like, what's the point of that? Oh, remember Averus in order to do tshuva. So you can formulate the same idea. I can a little bit a different wrinkle, but then it would be it's not just to remember the Averus, but it somehow has to be more tshuva to somehow encourage us to do tshuva. And in fact, this is what the Melech HaShlomo writes, perish the bottom of the Mishnayos in Saks Megillah, Mishnah Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. He quotes from a sefer that I actually never heard of, the Chain Tov, who writes that the point is to encourage us to do tshuva. This goes to goreim bias Amalek, to remember what caused Amalek to come, i.e. the sins. Shezos haisa lo Amalek, shezos haisa lo Amalek, tamid shelo labal yisrael eladi tvias avon. Kumo berfidim adi rifyon haTorah, umariva b'neim gam haman harasha, amar yesh am echad mefozim meforad, writes in the Megillah, Haman describes Jewish people as being separated, which literally means they just lived in different parts of the kingdom, but Chazal understand that means that there was machlokas, etc. Gamba avan asuda, etc. But if you look at the beginning of the Melech HaShlomo, he writes, Hakavan liskor hagoreim, shua avan finashuv l'Hashem. So he emphasizes the fact that it's not just to remember the Averos, but it's to encourage shuv. And if you look at source number 7, this idea has the sources already figured out the Lazar, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to encourage Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, so he did it in such a way it would be embarrassing to stay upright in a bunch of sinners to tshuva. So instead, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek to cause us to remember the Averos, and possibly also to encourage us to do tshuva. So again, I'm splitting these, but they're very, very similar. What might be another reason why a person would want to remember what happened in time of the month? We have other Zechiras. We mentioned the Zechir of Miriam, the Zechir of Chet Egel, those are the Zechir of Averus. What other Zechiras do we
have?
Shabbat, what else? Tzias Yitzchayim. What happened in Tzias Yitzchayim? What do we remember? What do we commemorate? We commemorate the miracle of our Geula. So it's possible that we want to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us from a Amalek, a type of piercing an ace, which would be very similar to the Megillah. You know, the point of the Megillah is, not the point, but one of the ideas of the Megillah is to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us from Haman Harasha. So if you look at the Smak, source number 9, he has a nuanced formulation, but at one point he speaks about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. So Lishkoach Maisa Amalek, Lichsiv Lotishkach, he's speaking about the Lav. Perush Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitzilanu Miyado, Ubavur Zeh Tiyar Yirasol Peneinu Levelti Nechta. So he seems to be, you know, putting together a number of the ideas we mentioned, but at one point at least he speaks about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. So it might be the idea of Pirsum and Ace. We have to remember what Amalek did to us, Pirsum and Ace, in order to give Shevach and Hazor to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula from Biyat Amalek. So here we have two main understandings of what the relationship between Zechirat Amalek and Zechirat Amalek is. Is it independent halacha, and then it's either to commemorate the Averos, to remember them, to somehow encourage us to Shuvah or some part in the Nate, or is it linked? If it's linked, it could be linked as a way of reminding us of the Mechiyah, it could be linked as a way of the Ma'or, the Sinah, to get us ready for the Mechiyah, or it could be linked as a sort of justification for the Mechiyah. So one of the explore some nachtaminas to this question of the relationship between the Mechiyah and the Zechira. First nachtamina is the question of minyan mitzvah. So we all know that there are 613 mitzvahs. How do we know the 613 mitzvahs?
Or Megillah.
The Gemara, I think, Makkos, no? Megillah? The one in the Makkos, if I remember correctly, speaks about the fact that Torah is emotion, Torah is about 611, Stein Mithya Gvura, 613 mitzvahs. And if you look at the Torah, how many mitzvahs are there in truth?
A lot
more. So all the mitzvahs question which mitzvahs should be included, which shouldn't be included. The Ramban, at the very beginning of Masechta, so the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Ramban, he points out that, you know, it's not so clear there really are 613 mitzvahs. Maybe we shouldn't take that, the Gemara and Makkos literally, or we shouldn't take it as being an authoritative opinion. And maybe this whole, you know, venture of figuring out the 613 mitzvahs is for naught. But then he writes, since all the Gaonim counted it, the 613 mitzvahs must be that, you know, there was a Kabbalah, and it's not just the day of that one Amora, who wasn't really a famous Amora, I forget the name, Simlai, thank you. So anyway, we assume there's 630 mitzvahs. So do you count mitzvah Zechira and mitzvah Zechira as two mitzvahs or as one mitzvah? So most of Shorim counts two mitzvahs. But the Bahag counts it as one mitzvah. And Rav Perlau, in his Perush on Rav Sadi Gaon Sefer Mitzvahs, explains that the reason the Baha'i counted as one mitzvah because he saw a linkage between the mitzvah of Zechira and the mitzvah of Mechiyah. Source number 10. V'nir barur, the sphere lay to the Baha'i, the Zechira ain't a mitzvah b'nei atzma, ela gam hi v'chlal asiyah de Mechiyah. The inyan ha-Zechira hu lizkor ha-chova limcho zara v'chol ha-sholo. Says, refer now, in explaining to the Baha'i, that the Baha'i counted only one mitzvah, because there's a linkage. He doesn't explain what the linkage is, but it seems there's some type of connection. You know, it's a way of reminding us to the mitzvah, or getting us in the mood, etc. Most of the other Rishonim count two mitzvahs. Now, in those Rishonim, it can go both ways. You can count two mitzvahs because they're independent. You can count two mitzvahs because they're linked, but still, in terms of many mitzvahs, there should be two mitzvahs. That's the Rambam clearly assumes that they're linked, and the Rambam counts two mitzvahs, so it's a more of a one-way nafkamina. Another nafkamina. Are women chayav in Parshas Zah? So the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tav Reish Gimel that women are potter from Parshas Zah. The Noheges Mitzvah Zu b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zacharim ki lahem lasas mechama v'nikmas ha'oyev v'lo nashim. The Chinuch says the nashim are potter. Why does the Chinuch say Asher Pater? Because he assumes there's a connection to the Mechiyah, and he assumes also that women are Pater from the mitzvah of Mechiyah. The Mechiyah Chinuch on the spot argues, Right? The fact that we do it before Purim is just a kind of chazal. It's a mitzvah midrashic we've done any time. It's not a mitzvah shel man grama. It's not time bound. So the Mechatzel says, women should be chayev. Gam mi omad b'somash sod Hashem im hatam machmas ha'nekama the efshek there is the concept of shenizkor sinasam e'ezetam v'anachna lo'ein yodim. So the Mechatzel, we're not sure why there's a mitzvah to remember money. It's lots of connected to the Mechia. Maybe it's another reason. We suggested three other reasons for that. So the Michas Chena says they're chayav, and the Chena says they're pun. So the Chena is very clear cut. They're pun, because the mitzvah is connected to Mechia, and they're pun from Mechia. The Michas Chena, or those who argue with the Chena, can argue for one of two reasons. They can say either A, they can disagree with the fundamental yisod. They say that no, Zechira is independent. Zechira is independent, and therefore, Nashim should be chayav. Or they can agree to the assumption of the chinuch that the zechira is connected to the mechia. But how can they argue? Maybe we are chayav mechia. After all, the Gemara says in Sota that from Dalin, that when it comes to mechavas mitzvah, people will chasen mechupaso, the kala mechupasa. Maybe she won't be a combat fighter. Maybe she'll be working in the kitchen, making sandwiches for the soldiers. Maybe she'll be misake in the drachi. Maybe she'll deliver the mail. So maybe women are chayav on some level of mechavas mitzvah as well. But this is a potential nafkamina as well. Another nafkamina. What do you have to do to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechirat Ma'aseh? So we all know, we come to Shul, Shabbat Purim, and we read the parasha of Kitet. Now is that necessarily the only way to mechayev it midoraita? There happens to be a huge machlokes, you know, there's a need to actually read it from a sefer Torah. But if we assume that you do need to read from a Sefer Torah, what parasha do you need to read? The parasha we read found at the end of parasha Ki Teitei. Zohar is Hashem HaTachal Malek. But there's another parasha when the Torah actually describes the Melchama in parasha Teshalach. Right? The question can we ask, is one able to yotzei the mitzvah of Zechira HaTachal Malek through the parasha Teshalach? The reason that question is very relevant is because sometimes it talks about the Shulchan Shabbos. And a couple of days later, on Purim morning, what do they read? Parshas Peshalach. So a woman, let's say, who or a man for that matter, wasn't able to get the shul the Shabbos before Purim, does he have to sweat it, or can he just show up to Megillah and he'll get there a few minutes early and hear, you know, the Parshas Vayavam Malik, and he'll hear the Megillah and he'll be able to the mitzvah through the Kriyas on Megillah, Kriyas Torah on Purim morning. Yes.
What's the marker that any Parshas created on?
You're asking a good question. The Sifra, which you know, one of the only two only sources in Chazal for this mitzvah, speaks about peh. If you look at source number 6, the havmin was that you could do it with machshava. But and the maskana is you have to be shown b'ficha. Shown b'ficha doesn't necessarily mean you have to read from a sefer Torah. It could be you could say orally. All the Sifra says you can't do it with machshava. But there's the Gemara Megillah and Afizayin that sounds like you have to do it because of Sefer. Again, the whole source you know, is a little bit cryptic in Chazal, but there seems to be an assumption you're shown that you're supposed to read from a Sefer Torah. And the question is, what should you read? Should you read Dafka Kitei, or can you even read Parshas Peshalach? You're right, it's not so obvious. Yeah.
Even if you're shipping the Sefer Torah, why do you need a special Kriya? Meaning, we read everything during your anyway.
That's also a. It could be the right to talk to your Yotze when you read Parshas Kiseite. But let's say a person wants to know Parshas Kiseite. He wants to know if Yotze through Parshas, you know, Bishalach. The takana of reading Zohar right before Purim doesn't seem to be as in the right. Even if you require a Sefer Torah, you do that, you know, Parshas Kiseite. Unless Ibra you are, and then you have more than, you know, So the Magen Avraham in Siman Tafresh Pehe writes that one is Yotze through the Kriya of Parshas Vayava Amalek. He writes, "Vayin v'smak mitzvazi lizkar es asher asah v'imkei tzareth lizar yotze shishmu kriyas Parshas Zohar." Right? People have to be more careful to come to Shul for Zohar than to come to Shul for Megillah. So if you live in a small city, you shouldn't go to the big city for Purim. You should go for the big city for Parshas Zohar. The li near liyashi v'minig ha'olam, second line, da'atam ikhtiv v'torah yishayikru dafka Shabbos zeh. El ha'shacham tiknu v'shabbos zeh, ho'el v'shchichi rabim. V'samak l'purim, k'dei lismach ma'isa amalek v'ma'isa amon. In case Shomei Purim, Parshas Vayom Amalek, Nami Zocher Ma'isa Amalek. So the Magen Avraham writes explicitly that when you listen to Parshas Vayom Amalek, you yod. The Mishnah Berurah on that simin in Sukkot and Tazayin writes, Avelin Es Daiti, Ikar Dina Shel Magen Avraham Tzarech Iyun. Tachsi V'tara Zachar Eis Asher Asa, Asher Karka B'derach V'Yizanev, Timcha. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a big point from the fact that the Torah says you should remember, and then it says you should destroy. Kavani quotes the Ramban here. Shall we shkoch mash asalanu amalek when the sakrilo zelvanenu with our seinu lomer lehem, kakasalanu harasha, kachin savinu limkot shmo, kumashkas of Ramban, vizel on his guy reparishes the Yav Amalek. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that you're not yotzei to read the parish of Yav Amalek because the parish of Yav Amalek has no mention of our chiyuv to be moche Amalek. It speaks about the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be more common. Like, we're not speaking about our chiyuv, never you're not yotze. So here on the chart, Magen Avraham says, you're yotze, the parashas, the shalach, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, no, you need lo yotze, tzarech, mechiyah. You have to have mention of our chiyuv to more common. So this, of course, is talking the chakir. The Magen Avraham seems to assume that the mitzvah of mechiyah is independent of the mitzvah mechiyah, whereas the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you have to remember in order to be mocha, and therefore as such, you're not yotze to reading the parasha of Vayava Amalek. Another naskavim. Is there a chiyuv of mechiyat Amalek after Mashiach comes and Amalek is destroyed? This is a general question, you know, mitzvah is tevos lasid lavo. I'm not getting into that. Let's assume that mitzvah will be no ish lasid lavo. Will the mitzvah of zechirat ma'is Amalek be no ish lasid lavo? So again, it can be told in the chakira. Namely what? If you assume the mitzvah is a hechsher for the mechiyah, then what? Then what do we know about it? They're already gone. Amalek's been destroyed, they've been annihilated. There's no mitzvah to be zochah. Whereas, if you assume the mitzvah is independent, it's some orer tshuva, it's to remember the averos, the parts of the nes, then maybe the mitzvah will apply even in l'atid lavo. I want to add is that if you assume that the point of the mechira is a justification for the mechira, maybe even lasid lavo you want to justify. Maybe even after, maybe even more so. You know, after we kill all the Malachim, so open the newspapers, and everybody's accusing us of genocide. So maybe then we have a need to somehow justify to ourselves, if you believe that to be the pshat of Rava. So here, nafkamina number four, lasid lavo. So if it's a din in mechiyah, you'd say not chayev. If it's an independent atma'i, then maybe you're chayev. The Malacha Shlomo on the mission in Megillah writes this way. It was then a tarit, source number 15. Then a tarit, lama anachem v'kalu seinu mitzuvin likos parshas zohar v'tzivur kemish einan yucholim l'asus imo ra. Shkam li mosav Mashiach einan metelim yan yiskor davar haman v'amalei kabayim alacheit. We'll remember the averus and we'll do tshuva and we won't return to sin. He actually discusses also another issue which is related to this. Not just lasid lavo, but what about the zman hazeh? Zman hazeh, we don't know who Malik is. You know, until recently we didn't have an army, so it wasn't really shayach. That's a little more less problematic because to say that zman hazeh, since we don't have the physical ability to be mocha Malik because we don't really are, we don't have an army, and therefore we're pater, that I think is a little more b'chodesh, but he loves it together. Lasid lavo, zman hazeh, it's probably the same issue. If it's independent of mechiyah, you're chayiv, and if it's connected to mechiyah, maybe you're pater. Fine. Another nafkamina, the question of bracha. Generally, before we perform a mitzvah, what do? There's no bracha that we recite on the mitzvah of the mechiras ma'isa amalek. The question is why? There are different suggestions offered. The kapachayim to top reish peheis olus chavtes connects this to mechiyah. Vatam l'mash ein mevarchim on mitzvah esik zachar amalek. Kasum mefarshim l'pisha al hashchasa ein mevarchim. V'afilu hashchasa d'umas olam. Midichazina and the Amar Kash Baruch Hu Ma'isi Yada Itovim Veyam V'atem omrim shira. So the kavachayin, there's no bracha. Why? Because it's connected to the mechia. And you don't say bracha on the loss of human life, even the loss of umos olam. Now that riot isn't so compelling because, you know, Klai Yisrael did say shira at Kriyas Yamsuf. You know, the Malachi did say shira. So the whole discussion, you know, saying Hallel on the last days of Pesach, is that because of Maisa Yada Tov Miyam, or maybe that's a different reason for that. But the Kabbalah is assuming the idea of Maisa Yada Tov Miyam applies not only to the Malachi, but even to people. People shouldn't say shira, they shouldn't say a bracha on destruction, loss of human life. And since the mitzvah of Zechira, says the Kabbalah, is in order to do Mechia, therefore you don't say the bracha on the mitzvah of Zechira. So he's assuming there's a connection. If I assume that Zechira is independent mitzvah, about remembering the Avera, encouraging us to tshuva, mifarsin the nate, you have to give a different explanation as to why there's no birka the mitzvah on this mitzvah of Zechira, Maisa, Amo. Questions? Yeah.
Part of the mitzvah is also about any association with Amalek, so it's not remembered at all. So does it make sense, I guess, that there would be by remembering Amalek, you also belong to their actual remembrance in the first place. So that, I guess, going against
the You're saying the point of the Zechira somehow flies in the face of the Mechira. The Mechira is we should remember them. And Zechira means we should remember them. So aren't you basically shooting yourself in the foot? That's what you're asking?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's an interesting question. I mean, I think the point is to remember what they tried to do to us and negate it. So it's true that, you know, talk today remembering them, but it's in order to negate it, so therefore, you know. Another Nafka Mina. Is this a Chovas Yachin or Chovas Tivu? We have many mitzvahs that are Chovas Tivu. So for example, if you get sick one Shabbat, you don't show up to shul. So do you have to make up the Kriyas Torah? No, we assume that Kriyas Torah is a Chovas Tivu. If you get sick on Purim, you can't make it to Kriyas Megillah. You have to get Balkorian to come to your house and read the Megillah, because that's the Chovas Hayachin. So the question is, how do you look at the Kriya of Parsha Zachar? Is it like a Chovas Tivu like any other Kriyas Torah? You miss it, you miss it. Or do you assume it's a Chovas Yachid? Today, everybody rushes to shul. We assume it's like Mikra Megillah, it's a Chovas Yachid. Is that so obvious? A. And B, even if it is a Chovas Yachid, can the Chovas Yachid be fulfilled via Chidus? Can you just take out your own Sefer Torah if you have one, or go into shul via Chidus and read? Or is even if it's a Chovas Yachid, does the Chovas Yachid have to be performed possibly this Sefer, Bifnei Asar, in a minute? So that's also potentially an Akumina to this question. Is the Chovas Yachid or Tibor? And again, even if it's the Chovas Yachid, is the Chovas Yachid that can be performed via Chidus, or is the Chovas Yachid that has to be performed as being a Yachid is part of a Tibor? So potentially it's connected to this Chakira as well, namely, if the Chira is connected to the Mechia, it's possible to say that the Mechia is also a Chovas Tibor, because the Mechia seems to be a Chovas HaTibor. They say a Maisa with the Gra that he wouldn't look at Goyim's faces because he was able to recognize his insurance of their panim whether or not they're from Amalek, and he thought he was a Chiyah of Mechiyah. So I don't believe the story for a number of reasons. But one of them, from a fairly halachic perspective, you know, if you know a person from Amalek, is there a mitzvah to kill him? I don't think so. The mitzvah is to destroy Amalek. If he's the last Amalek alive, maybe there would be a mitzvah. But if he's just one of a thousand Amalekim, the mitzvah is to destroy the nation. You can't destroy the whole nation. The pashtus, you're not high enough to kill even one Amaleki. It's a discussion, but that's the pashtus. And even if he's the last Amaleki alive, it doesn't, you know, well, okay. Even then, it's called just a Chovas HaTzibur. But in any case, the simple thing to say is that Chias Amalek is a Chovas HaTzibur. The Chinuch is like that. The mitzvah of Melech. You have to be Ma'amar Melech, you have to be Machriz Zara Shalom Malik, and Bona Beis HaMikdash, you have to come out in Nehenin HaKaf. It seems like all those mitzvahs are mitzvahs HaTzibur. The Tzibur is Mechoyev to be Ma'amar Melech, to destroy a Malik, to build the Beis HaMikdash. So if you assume there's a connection between the Zechir and the Mechia, it follows potentially, not Dafka, but potentially, that just like the Mechia is a mitzvah on the Tzibur, the Zechir also is a mitzvah on the Tzibur. And even if you don't assume that way, you assume that the Zechira is really a mitzvah on the Yachid, it's possible, as I mentioned before, that the Yachid has to do the mitzvah of this tzibur. Right? There's a famous Gemara in Bracha that speaks about one of the Amoraim who was Meshachar and Eved to be Mashna Minyan. And the Rishon debates, you know, why was that allowed? But the Gemara itself says it was a mitzvah of the Rabbim. The Rosh there, the Gemara in Bracha, says that he wanted to be Mashlim a Minyan for Parshas Zot. So he violated the Isser of being Meshachar Eved and the kind of mitzvah of reading Parshas Zohar to Tzibur. Sounds from the Rosh, the mitzvah, Mida Oraisis, to read it, Mitzvah Sefer, bit Tzibur. So the Karen Ora, at the beginning of Brachos, picks up on this. And he writes, source number 18, Ozei Azu, Yeshul Havi, Maishan Zachir Azu, the mitzvah of Tzibur, Mishar Zachir Azu. Tzarek Lomer, they came in the Kavanah of Zachir, who linkom nimkmas Hashem, Yesach HaTayim Ha'ele. The point of the mitzvah is to destroy the Amaleki nation. He said davar mutal at tzibur. He assumes davar pasha, it's a mitzvah of mechia, is a chavad on the tzibur. As liyadati hecha nemer, etc. Fine. So that was the key line. Basically, he says that because the mitzvah is on the tzibur to destroy Amalek, the male of the mitzvah of zechira is on the tzibur as well. Like, he doesn't say that it's a mitzvah of the tzibur, a chovah of the tzibur. He assumes it's a chovah of the yachid, but a chovah of the yachid that can only be performed in a tzibur. You have to, every yachid has to come to hear it in shul from a minyan, in a minyan. So that also potentially is an afka minyan. If it's independent halacha, maybe it's a chovah of the yachid. Whereas if it's connected to mechia, maybe it's a chovah of the tzibur. If it's not a chovah of the tzibur, maybe it's a chovah of the yachid that has to be performed bit tzibur. Not an afka minyan. That's the question of kavana, right? What type of kavanah should we have this coming Shabbos when we listen to the Kriyas Torah? How should you be feeling emotionally when you listen to the Parsha Zot? So, what are you saying? What are you saying? For the Ram, how should you feel when you listen to the Parsha Zot?
Angry.
Pardon?
Angry.
Angry. Or Tinoso, right? You have to start the sharpening your knife. So, for the Ram, you should have a Chusha of Sinah. For the Melechah Shlomo, how should you feel? You should be like Yom Kippur, Purim Kippurim, it should be Shuva, Gaval, we've sinned, Kadosh Baruch Hu blocked this terrible Oye Ivana. And for the Deacon of Smach, how should you feel? Again, you can argue the Deacon, but the Smach speaks about what? Shekadosh Baruch Hu Tzilanu Miyada. Maybe the point of the kavanah you should have is more of a karat atol, pierce of an ace. For the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us, miyad, Amalek. Yes.
I'm assuming that the tchil tzibur is sort of like a diukim. There's no like gemara which talks about it.
There's no gemara really speaks about the mitzvah in the first place. So the sifra, I didn't read the end of the kenora, but the sifra quoted in source number 6 has a hamei kedub machshava. Yochav Machshava, you know, no, you need Beficha. So the Keren Ora says, from the fact that there was a Hamid Zub Machshava, it's clearly a Chomet Yochav. Because how can it be a Chomet Tzibur Machshava? But what he doesn't point out is that that's just the Havamina. Maybe the Machskana is a total flip. Maybe the Machskana is that it's not the Machshava because it's not a Chomet Yochav. It's a Pet, it's a Chomet Tzibur. He doesn't really explain. He just takes the Havamina and goes with it. It must be a Chomet Yochav. It's not so clear. In the Gemara that the mitzvah exists, and it's very unclear how to do the mitzvah. Like, is it meaning a lot of questions? You know, how often do you have to remember? Is it once in your lifetime? Chinuch says once every couple of years. You know, we assume it's once a year. You know, maybe it's every day. Some Rishonim, you know, it's every day. The people who wrote the Siddur, you know, included it every day you should remember it. Not Mitzvah Sefer, just Mitzvah, you know, Baal Peh. So it's very unclear, but at least the Ken Ora discusses this issue whether or not it's possibly a Chovah Tzibur. And again, the halacha, we assume that it's a Chovah Yachid, but many people take effort to come to shul. They don't just, you know, come after and read it to Yechidus. They try to read a bit Tzibur, like the Rosh, that's part of the mitzvah. The Rosh sounds like it's part of the mitzvah Midoraisa. Pashas, that's only a Dindra Rabbanan to read about Sarah. Even if you hold it, it's a chiyuv to read it, to pair, you wouldn't have to read about Sarah. But either way, I think potentially it's connected to this chakir. So just to get to what we saw here, was a basic question as to why, what the nature of the mitzvah zechir is. Is the mitzvah zechir connected to mechia in one of three ways? Either it's to remember the mechia, which is correct, or it's to orer people to want to do the mechia, the Rambam, or it's sometimes justification for the mechia, possibly the Ramban. Or no, it's independent halacha. Zechira lechor, mechir lechor. If it's independent, what's the point? Either to remember the vera, like Zechira's wife Miriam, etc. Or it encourages to tshuva, Nach Shlomo. Or it's the third mahalach in the mechia. It's a way of showing hakar tov and pierce of an ace. So that's what Baruch says. And I listed here seven in Afkamina to this question. I wish I have a meaningful Pashas Zalchim, a meaningful Purim.